I'm gonna be a ventriloquist and make this puppet talk and dance and everything.
Wow, that's pretty cool. There's something inside you that makes you talk and dance too. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you like puppets? Puppets can be pretty cool. I loved playing with mine when I was a kid. I even performed a show for my little brother's birthday. Without me, though, the puppet couldn't do anything. In a similar way, without Jesus, you'd be lifeless. Listen to Ephesians 2, verse 1. You were spiritually dead because of the things you did against God, but He gave you a new life together with Christ. And our story for Sunday is called The Puppet. Jackson was so excited he could hardly open his birthday gift. He hoped it was a puppet, something he'd been wanting ever since a ventriloquist had performed with one at a school event. He tore open the box. Sure enough, there was a puppet inside. His little sister Jade looked at it with wide-eyed wonder. "A doll," she said. "Now we can play dolls together, Jax." "No way," said Jackson. "This isn't a doll. It's a puppet like the one the guy had at our school carnival, remember?" "His puppet was alive," said Jade. "It could move and talk, but yours can't, can it?" "It wasn't alive the way we are. That man made it move and talked for it," Jackson grinned. "Mine will come to life like that too. I'm naming him Vincent, and I'm going to learn to be a ventriloquist so I can make Vincent move and talk." Starting that day, Jackson began working hard to learn how to turn his puppet's head, move its mouth, and speak for it. "Vincent is alive now, just like that man's puppet," Jade said several weeks later. Jackson beamed. He figured he was getting good enough to perform as a ventriloquist. At family devotions one morning, Dad turned to the second chapter of Ephesians. "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin," he read. Jade frowned. "What are trespasses?" "They're the wrong things we do," said Jackson. "They're kind of the same thing as sins." "Well, who was dead then?" asked Jade. "In a way, everyone was, and many still are," replied Dad. "God says we all do wrong things because we were born into sin, and sin makes us spiritually dead." He looked at Jackson. "People are like Vincent, Jackson's puppet. Vincent is entirely limp and lifeless except when Jackson speaks for him and operates his controls. Vincent needs Jackson to have any kind of life, and people need Jesus to have spiritual life. When we trust Jesus, He frees us from sin and makes us alive." Jade smiled at her brother. "I like it when Jax makes Vincent alive." "And it's even better when God makes us alive," said Dad with a smile, "because the life He gives us is real. And it lasts forever." Well, how about you? Are you alive, or are you still dead in sin? Maybe you're trying your best to be really good so you'll go to heaven someday. But God says you're a sinner, and someone who is spiritually dead can't have eternal life with Him. You must be made alive through Jesus. If you haven't trusted Him as your Savior, do it today. Then you'll begin to truly live. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is Ephesians 2:1.
"And you, God made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins."
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus makes you alive. If you have teen brothers or sisters, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to make time for God, but the new Unlocked app makes it easy. You can check it out at unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.